Schmoes Know presents Horror Flicks, a podcast covering all things horror, suspense, and psychological thrillers in the world of cinema. And now, here are your hosts, Cobster and Cody.
Greetings, horror fans, and welcome back to another episode of Horror Flicks, and the show where we talk horror films because, god damn it,
it's fun!
I love it!
Yeah!
Love it so much. I am one of two hosts, Cobster.
I am two of two hosts, Cody.
There you go. Mathematics, dude. Look at that. Look at it.
Yeah.
We've gone for
we had a good high five there,
that
too.
That was a great high five.
That almost never happens.
We're on point right now. Okay. We had a good Thanksgiving. I stuffed my ass off, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Some good times.
That sounded great.
How was your Thanksgiving, man? Did you have a good holiday?
It was alright. I didn't stuff my ass like you did, apparently, but you know, I had a good time. Hung out with family.
That every person stuffs their ass.
You don't stuff your ass every Thursday?
No. Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, usually. The last Thursday of every month.
That's
what I do.
It's a good strategy.
Yeah, that's what you have to. Otherwise, it keeps your protein up and it keeps you from being diabetic.
You don't
want to
be unstuffed at any given point.
No. Yeah. No, it's like the thing in a human centipede. You know, it's an ass to mouth.
That's
sort of
literally,
thing.
Yeah. That's
it's
going right
the
into
ass.
The stuffing. Yeah.
I'm the guy in the front and then everyone's behind me. And now I'm the one that's eating.
You ever see the South Park episode where they did that?
No.
Oh, okay. No, that's
sucks.
A good episode.
No, it.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Don't you dare! I love South Park.
Oh, yeah. So what's up, guys? Welcome back. I'm very excited to be here. We're talking about something that is very anticipated. Something that we've been very much excited for a very long
time. Pretty much, I think since we started the podcast, we're looking on like what's coming out this year.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, this sounds awesome.
Yeah, I remember going through the list of 2015, which, you know, I think maybe next week we'll probably have the episode where we recap all of horror of 2015. So we got to do some catching up.
Look out for
that. There's some movies that we still got to see. But we saw Krampus on the list. We were like, okay, that could be interesting. It's a lot of fun. And then we found out that Michael Dougherty, who directed Trick or Treat, and he also written a bunch of the X-Men movies, that got us really excited. And as soon as San Diego Comic-Con hit, that's when
it jumped through the fucking roof after we saw that footage. We're like, oh, that looks fucking awesome.
It defeated Crimson Peak as far as
anticipation goes,
pumping it up and expectations goes.
Yeah.
And so I was very excited. I got to see it a little early.
Oh, good for you.
Got to see a little early.
Oh, you went to a screening.
I went to a screening.
Oh, you'd have to pay like us lowlifes.
Okay. Okay. Went to a screening, you know.
Yeah.
Saw Keanu Reeves there. He's like, whoa.
Was he really?
No, I wish.
I
would
lie about that shit.
That guy's awesome, by the way.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
You've met him?
Because he's like so rich, but he's just so normal.
Okay. No, yeah, I see
you know
what
you mean.
I love when that happens.
Have you seen that post where he's sitting on a bench and he's like feeding a pigeon or something like that?
And it looks all sad.
I don't have nice cars. I take the subway. I'm a nice guy. Like, he's so
cool. That's
cool
guy.
I love him.
Anyway, Keanu.
Anyways, so yeah, Krampus, that's what we're going to be talking about today. At the very beginning of this, we'll just kind of briefly review it. For those who haven't seen it yet, we won't spoil it just yet. We will at the very end. But going in, obviously, how excited were you?
Very excited. We mentioned before how our anticipation just exploded after Comic-Con, and you know, as the next trailer came out and all the stuff, a lot of people were saying like, oh, it's kind of dumb, and I was always defending it, you know, viciously. I'm like, this looks fucking awesome. What are you guys talking about?
It does. And then I think the bringing up the Comic-Con point is a good point, because the way Michael's already talked about this film and how he wanted to bring sort of an 80s horror film,
like an old Amblin.
And Gremlins sort of mixed to it, and as well as using practical effects the way they should be used. And you know, he even mentioned that there was going to be some CGI in this film, which
there was,
and it was really obvious of what scenes were there. But that's what really got me excited for it. And more so than Crimson Peak, because obviously, you know, we've talked about Crimson Peak before. They had to market that film as a horror film, and it didn't turn out to be that.
No.
And
this one was. I'd consider
this one definitely
was a horror film.
And then, not too long ago, we find out that this movie's PG-13, which for the very longest time, I thought it was rated R. I'm not going to lie.
So did I, too. Yeah.
I slightly was disappointed that it was PG-13, because I was... And I'll get into this in just a little bit, but my expectations going in were slightly different than when I came out.
Okay.
So, and not that coming out, but just coming out of the movie theater. That's
right before you stuffed your ass.
Right before you. Wow, this is very Freudian right
Sorry.
Now. This is nice.
Sorry.
But, yes.
Yes. You lost your train of thought there?
I totally lost my train of thought because of that. No, the PG-13, you know, and everyone was complaining, and even JT.
JT
and,
was, like, really upset about it.
Yeah, he was really upset.
Like,
but, you know, he actually ended up enjoying the movie, too.
Yeah.
And you know
what?
I'm seeing, and this is great, I'm seeing a lot of positive reactions from this movie. A lot of people are having fun with it. And I'm glad. And we'll get into this right now. I was disappointed with Krampus.
Really?
I very much was. But that's not to say that I really enjoyed it. I was laughing all throughout this film. I loved the charming moments of practical effects. Like, they're
so
there.
Some of these things I was just like in awe. I'm like, that's so cool to see. I'm just
but
like.
From the very opening shot, I really did enjoy this film. I think my expectations were way too high, which is why I think I need to start lowering them a little bit for Star Wars, because
you got to be careful.
I need to be careful. I don't want to be too disappointed. Mm-hmm. But what were your overall reactions?
I actually ended up enjoying this. I'm not necessarily going to go watch it again and again, but I might, if it's cheap, I might buy it on Blu-ray.
I think would buy it on Blu-ray.
It's a really good movie. I enjoyed it. What was I going to say? Sorry, go on.
Wow, we're all losing.
Now I lost train of thought.
Yeah,
shit.
That's my bad. No. I blame me for that. No, I think the reason why I went into this, because...
I got it. Oh, you got it. Okay. What I was going to say was, you text me, you saw it earlier or whatever, and you're like, hey, it wasn't that good. And I was like, oh, no. Or you're disappointed, something like that. I forget what you told me.
It was a cute emoji with the fucking drop on the thing or whatever.
I've noticed that whenever there's a movie that people are disappointed with, I kind of go into it with lowered expectations.
Yeah.
So most of the time, it happened a couple of times this year with movies, I've actually enjoyed it more than most people have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Tomorrowland. A lot of people fucking hate that movie. Actually, I was like, what's the big deal? It's a good time.
I did see that one early too.
Oh, fuck you.
But I was genuinely excited to see that one.
Okay, yeah.
I was. And you know, the same thing goes with The Conjuring too. The Conjuring, I saw it early, but there were still some reviews that were coming out for that.
Okay.
And my expectations they got pretty high.
That's the opposite
thing.
Because
people were giving it 5 out of 5 and everything like that.
You went the opposite spectrum is what I was saying, but I see what you're saying.
But expectations does factor into it. But I think the reason why I was disappointed, because tonally this movie was awkward for me. Because by the way they marketed from the trailers, and I can't necessarily blame it on the trailers for doing this, but they made it seem like a fun horror film in the sense that it was just going to be like, I was expecting the entire family to die one by one in like the most brutal ways possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into the PG-13 and how they die in this, but it was something completely different. And then not to mention what I mentioned tonally is that this movie actually has heart in it, and it kind of pulls on the heartstrings.
That's something I really appreciated about this
I appreciate it, but it wasn't what I was expecting. I totally thought this was going to be a full-on, fun, Cabin in the Woods-esque type of film.
Okay.
Where in the sense that you can just kind of sit down, plug your brain out, and sort of just enjoy what's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And to my surprise and to everyone's surprise, it was actually very emotionally jarring.
Yeah.
And I was actually caring. The thing that I really appreciate about this film is the acting is really fucking good.
The acting and the characters. Oh, the kid is fantastic.
Kid is so
good. God. Yeah.
I was expecting him to be super annoying, and I didn't really want to care about him.
Yeah.
Some of the family members, like the cousins, were a bit too much. It's like you're being a fucking asshole just to be an asshole. You know what I mean?
There's a great joke. It's not a big spoiler yet, because I know we're not there yet. But there's a great joke when he's reading off the letter, and he's like, "Dad does not want us to be boys," or whatever. I thought that was really fucking funny.
No, that's exactly what I was thinking, too. Anyway. I love David...
David Koechner.
When he's like, "That's my boy! That's my boy!" I just thought that was so funny. And if you see the movie, you know what we're talking about. But yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the performances all around, and that's obviously really fresh to see good performances in a horror film, especially for one like this, the one I wasn't really going to take too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for me, I think that's what kind of threw me off a little bit. It was like, which film was it? The Night Before, the one Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Seth Rogen. That one, it's like, you go into that movie, it's a raunchy comedy, but halfway through the film, they try to delve into this heartwelt story, where it's almost too late. It's like, too little, too late. You know, you're setting up the tone for this film to be raunchy comedy, and then you're throwing a little bit of heart, and it's kind of dark at some points.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, it doesn't shift well. The tone doesn't shift well. And the reason why it was totally off for me is because the opening scene of this movie is so good, and it totally sets the tone. Because it's
talking like the montage?
The montage. Okay, cool. The opening, the credit scene is just a montage of like Black Friday, of all these people.
Everything you hate about Christmas time.
And it was
time,
so funny. Right before then, we were talking about Black Friday and how much it sucks and how fucking crazy people get over it. And sure enough, this opening scene, it's just
beautiful.
People going nuts into a store, trampling over people, security guards shocking people. It's hysterical. And so,
kids
like,
crying on Santa's lap. Like, it's
right.
Perfect.
Like nobody. And then it finally it gets to the family where he's like, he's fighting somebody on stage, and he's fighting a Jesus or something. He just keeps punching it and punching him. It's like, I love it. And then the title comes up and it's Krampus. I'm like, this is what I'm getting myself into.
Okay.
Like, this is setting the tone perfectly. And then once they start getting into it and the family starts interacting with one another, I find myself actually caring for what's going to happen to them. But not,
which we like to stress a lot is good in horror movies.
Yes.
Like, you want to care about your characters. But I see where you're getting, where it's not what you're expecting. Like,
no.
You don't, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a perfect combination of it is Christmas Vacation meets Gremlins.
Yeah.
But I wish, and the other thing, my other issue with this film is that I wish it was more of the Gremlins as opposed to the Christmas Vacation, because it has a great setup at the very beginning where it's a very dysfunctional family. No one likes to be here. And I'll mention this too. I don't like Christmas that much.
Yeah?
I really don't.
You don't?
My idea of Christmas is Phoebe Cates. You're just a heartless bastard, aren't you? My idea, what?
You're just a heartless bastard.
I'm a heartless bastard. Yeah. I don't care for it. You know, okay. I love Halloween. I'll take Thanksgiving over this.
Oh,
I just
fucking Christmas. Hate Thanksgiving.
Really?
Oh, I can't stand it.
Really?
I cannot stand Thanksgiving.
Oh, dude, turkey, mashed potatoes?
I think turkey is honestly
stuffing?
One of the most overrated food I think you can possibly have.
Jesus.
Turkey,
I thought people lost me with Christmas. I think people might lose me with Christmas over Thanksgiving. But turkey overrated? How dare you?
Turkey
Dude,
sucks.
You get the biscuit, you put some mashed potatoes in it, and then you put turkey and you get a little turkey sandwich like that.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Someone has to make like a gif of that. Just
please do it. Tweet at me and I will pin it on my thing.
Yeah.
So, yes, where was I?
We're talking about the characters.
I like my idea of Christmas is Phoebe Cates' speech.
Okay.
About her father dying in the chimney and how much she hates Christmas. That's my idea of Christmas. No one in my family passed away on Christmas or anything. I just it's whatever. It's an overrated holiday. It's everyone trying to be as happy and joyful as they can, and they're not really that happy. They don't really want to be with other people.
Which is a good theme that they represent in this movie.
They do.
I thought they did a lot of these characters. People would be like, oh, they're kind of stereotypical. Like, you got the dad who works too much, and the mom who's kind of high strung. You got the father or the brother-in-law who's kind of like an old redneck type, old school type thing.
Yeah.
But I really thought the writing was really good. He, really made them not as stereotypical as they seem. You know what I mean? You still end up caring for these people, even though you've seen them in movies before.
Yeah.
You know? So I just got a tip of the cap.
And that's the thing I appreciate, too, is because at the very start, you're like, at the very forefront of it, you're like, these characters are not going to be redeemable.
Oh,
You're gonna like that's why I wanted. Like, I wanted them to all violently be killed. It's just in the sense of like when you go into a Friday the 13th movie, you want all these kids to die just because they're pieces of shit. But this family, they're pieces of shit, but they're like there's still something holding them back from being all the way evil. Despite the cousins, like I hated the cousins.
They were kids.
They're kids. Yeah. And it's just like they're just being assholes to be assholes. But there's moments, there's like really key moments where these characters have moments with each other that I thought was really, really surprising and very genuine.
Yeah.
And so in that sense, I can appreciate it, but it wasn't everything that I was expecting. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to get everything I expect. I appreciate that. And this is a solid horror film, and I'm glad too. And I hope people go out there and see it.
There's some really great moments.
We'll get into
in spoilers later, the parts that I really loved, but there's some really good stuff.
Say this, it's a decent horror film with great moments.
I can see that.
Great moments.
There are great moments.
We'll get into spoilers in a second, but I hated it at first, but then actually what happened, I was like, okay. I like that. Okay. Also, what I was mentioning earlier, what I wish it was more Gremlins is that I wish there was more of the creatures and
his
Krampus
little minions.
Himself. I felt like they weren't really in it as much.
Krampus, I thought, was barely in it. Yeah.
Krampus was barely in it, too. And it's funny because we're kind of contradicting ourselves because sometimes you say, less is more.
Mm-hmm.
And how we don't always want to see the things. I think this is one of those movies where I think we deserve to see everything that's going on, especially the use of practical effects.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's like one creature, if it's like the Krampus creature and it's like at the very start, you almost see it at the very start, but if it's one of those things like a Jaws thing where we don't really want to see it, it makes it scary. I think that purpose is for a different film.
Yeah.
That purpose is for a more serious film that I wanted to
see. This is more of a campy, lighthearted, fun thing you'd like to see more of.
Campy, but self-aware that it's campy.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll get into that obviously in just a second. But overall, I really did enjoy Krampus. I think it's definitely worth going
to check it out. You were a little disappointed though.
I was pretty disappointed. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. But I mean,
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah. I'm glad too. Mm-hmm. And I think Michael Dougherty is one of those guys that's going to keep.
Oh yeah, keep making movies, dude.
Keep making better films. So, I'm excited to see what he's going to be doing next. Is he doing Trick or Treat too?
I would assume so. I would assume he'd be a part of that.
What he might be. Yeah. I don't know if that's what he's doing next, but I definitely love this guy doing horror films. He understands it. He understands the social aspect of it as far as horror films and the characters go, and he can definitely bring out emotion in the characters.
That's our non-specific thoughts.
Yes. Let's go into some spoilers. By the way, guys, this is going to be a shorter episode. We're winding down the year. There's a lot of crazy things that were going on. So spoilers.
Let's talk about the fucking gingerbread men, I thought were incredible.
I thought they were awesome.
Look,
yes.
CGI, yes, but those things are fucking hilarious.
Really cool. Well, that's the thing. That's the thing that I loved about this movie was the creatures. And now, especially when they're giggling, I'm like, that's so Gremlins, great. But it's not ripping it off.
No.
Honoring it. It's a great homage to that film. And even my favorite scene in this, and we'll come back to the gingerbread men, but my favorite scene in this entire movie is when they go to the basement.
Okay.
And all the toys come to life. You got the little remote control robot. You got the weird angel that
that's baby thing.
The baby angel. And even and the teddy bear.
The teddy bear one was great too. So that was like awesome. Five Nights at Freddy's.
It was just
there.
It was just like boom, boom, boom. And even it, what reminded me a lot of Gremlins is that, you know, the dad, he's like constantly getting stabbed by this thing.
Yeah.
And that's like the funny thing about Gremlins is like it's like this PG lighthearted Christmas movie with really, really dark elements of horror in it.
Yeah,
people are getting fucked up left and right.
Yeah.
And that's what I really appreciated. I just wanted to see more of that. Like, that one scene, I wanted
that whole
to be
scene was,
spread
yeah.
out.
I will then, say that's what I wanted more of the movie to be, if that's my one complaint. That whole scene, and probably the last 30 minutes in general, I thought were exactly what I wanted the movie to be. I just wish it was a little bit more in that from the get-go.
But. It was a lot more setup than there was actually. I felt like a lot of the time, nothing really happened. And there was a lot of setup and build-up, and that whole scene paid off, but it was like, once that hit, it was just like that was the highest, that was the climax for me, and then it sort of just went down after that. I think it loses it just a little bit as far as story wise towards the end, because this is hard for me to say, like, people do die. I never got the sense that people were actually dying.
Yeah, you never saw a death on screen, I don't think.
No, and that goes
everything
to the PG-13 rating.
Maybe they did that just to make it PG-13.
Yeah, because like when the sister gets like attacked underneath by the little toy and it starts shaking, it's like, oh, okay. She's dead, but then later on they like hear her screaming.
Yeah, I couldn't think of whether or not she actually did die because they didn't really see anything.
Yeah.
And then they're saying, "Oh, we're gonna go find her and all this crap." And I'm like, "Well, maybe she is alive."
That's why if this was rated R, I could have seen that happen. And then as the truck was shaking at top, you just see blood.
You
know, I was expecting something like that. But you know, people start getting taken left and right, and you never get the sense if they're actually dying or if they're just being taken away. You know, if I didn't know
that's
what
true.
Was,
David Koechner, when he jumped on the was it like, what are we going to call that thing? Like
the caterpillar,
the snake?
Jack in the Box.
Okay,
yeah.
That thing. Like when he jumped on it, like to go catch or whatever, he's like, fuck this already. Like,
and he just rides away.
I was like, okay, are they going to go back to him later? Or is he dead? And
See, that's the thing. I didn't know really what Krampus was trying to do. I understood. And I like that idea of like, if you lose all hope, then it's gone. Krampus is going to come in and invade your life. And I like them tiptoeing on that line of trying to redeem yourself and being hopeful, because by
the end, fire burning both literally and metaphorically.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And by the end of the film, it's just like once all hope is gone, it's like that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you think that there's a little bit of spark left in you, it's not going to matter, because it's be careful what you wish for.
But
I never knew what his whole
motive during this thing.
I don't know.
He just kind of hangs out outside, letting his minions do the stuff while the fire goes out.
Yeah,
he's just,
and
he just waiting for the fire to go
family,
out.
I suppose.
I
and then, you know, he's killing other people.
Yeah.
Like, why are you killing him? I thought it was just his family, you know? So I don't know exactly. I thought it was funny that Krampus' mouth was open the entire time.
I
thought that was awkward. Like, I love that it was a real thing.
Yeah.
But it was just.
Yeah, it was kind of bizarre.
And his big ass tongue's coming out.
Yeah.
But I also say that some of the editing choices that they made in this movie was a little jarring to me as well.
What do you mean?
Some of the action sequences, as far as like when in the actual attic. Did I say basement?
You said basement before. I wasn't going to correct
you,
but you said
basement.
Went
up in the basement.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
When they went up into the attic, it was almost hard to see what was going on at times.
Oh, that whole chaotic
scene?
Yeah. Well, I kind of liked it, though.
Yeah, but whatever.
The frantic energy of it. I see what you mean, though. Yeah. I got to go back to the freaking gingerbread cookies. When they're attacking David Koechner in the kitchen or whatever, and they start catching on fire and they're melting, I thought that was like the funniest fucking
part. And
they're
trying to like roll around on each other and try to take each other out. And see, that's the thing where, like, you know, Michael Dougherty even said that he was going to be using CGI in this moment. And it's like,
I think it was
appropriate use of CGI
that was
in that moment.
Fine.
And then
they were
even when Krampus was running on the roof, I thought that was actually kind of cool.
Yeah, it looked cool.
The way he was sort of moving, but the rest of him was all real.
Yeah, that looked great.
That was really great.
Yeah.
And then I love the fact that I bring up the voices of like, like when the hook comes down the chimney.
Oh, that was so incredible.
And then they shake it, like, here, kid, come and get it.
Yeah.
I thought that was so freaking awesome. And
that
then
felt
like,
exactly like Gremlins for me.
It did.
This is so
and
cool.
Like, I was like, good. I'm glad something like this is finally coming to fruition.
Fruition. Like fruit with an ION at it.
Fruition. Learning something new.
Yeah. Spelling
day.
Time with Cobster and Cody.
So.
I
love the gingerbread stuff, and then even, you know, the gingerbread comes in slow motion and he's swimming after him.
Like,
I just thought that was so
the dog
funny.
Gets him.
It's so funny. That was a weird scene to me too, when the dog goes in and chases after the caterpillar Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
It was like rolling around, it fights it, and then it was like nowhere to be seen after that. The dog just disappeared.
Yeah, I guess.
I assumed that he ate it.
Yeah, and yeah. then fell
and
down
then,
the wall.
When the elves come in, I thought those were pretty cool.
Those are pretty cool.
Elves.
Yeah.
And then they break through the thing, and they take it. That's when it started to lose me. That's when it started kind of going the rabbit hole of most typical horror films. It's where it's like, I think it's like, it feels like they get to a point where they don't know what to do with most of the characters, so they just take them out right away, especially when they're out walking.
That
in the
was
snow.
Me at the ending. The, all
like
those
they
deaths
just, all
were
of
just...
them. Oh, here's the thing, too. So halfway through the film, they're looking at a map. And
yeah.
they're like, oh, we can go to the police station or mm-hmm. the mall. As soon as they mention the mall, I'm like, I hope this climax takes place in a toy store and all these toys
come
to life.
Oh, that would have been cool.
I was really hoping something like that was going to happen, and it just didn't go
anywhere.
You
know what? I was hoping for, like, the actual Santa Claus to come down
and
have, like, a fucking throwdown with
that
Krampus.
That would have been pretty funny. I
That's what I was hoping
second.
For.
Yeah,
because, like, they kept counting down to December 25th, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to be here.
He's going
to
be there.
And then
too.
It didn't happen. But that's
no,
just, that
really
just me being, you know,
nitpicky. I would have probably liked that. And then once we get to the final ending, I didn't really know what they were doing. They had their whole little setup, like, Krampus and all his little minions were kind of just
like a ritual thing when they're,
some kind of ritual and like an opening, and they throw the cousin in there, and then they end up throwing the kid in there, and he wakes up, and for just that whole moment I thought the whole thing was a dream, and I was upset.
Initially I was mad, but I was like, there's no, like, Michael Dougherty's a smart guy, he loves movies, there's no way he's gonna do the cliche dream ending.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna keep watching here and just see what happens. And then it changes, and I'm like,
right.
okay.
Yeah, and then as soon as he got handed the thing, I was like, okay, it's going to be the Krampus thing. But I like, and it would have been one of those weird, like, this all really happened, but don't do it again, or
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that.
That's what
and
initially
as soon as
I thought it was.
He opens it, and everyone around him starts to realize.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
they all remember.
Wait,
yeah.
we remember this. And so it's like, it is that thing where all the family come back together, but they're stuck in the, when they're stuck in the snow globe, I was like, okay, I thought that was great.
That's pretty
and
cool.
Then, as much as I hate, like, last shots of the movie, something popping up in the screen,
yeah.
I love the last shot of this.
Yeah,
all
the
creatures come in at the same time and just into the screen.
Yeah, they're the fun
it.
Of the whole movie, man.
I thought
that
was so,
yeah.
so funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I did like the fact that he was in the snow.
I thought the – I know Stuckman brought this up in his – the ending of this reminded them of the Jeepers Creepers ending. Like when
when
it's just
back.
Panning out and you see
yeah,
all this
that's
stuff.
A good point.
Like, I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's kind of
like
cool.
That.
Yeah,
yeah, because I was expecting like Krampus to be like knitting or something, or
yeah.
something like that, you know. And I had a feeling something was gonna pop out the screen, and sure enough,
yeah.
the little creatures did.
That's cool.
But anything else you want to tackle with this film? Anything you can think of?
I know we briefly went over it, when all the characters die one by one at the end. I just don't know why they did that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's where it started to lose.
Maybe
for me.
I'm thinking maybe they had like. Other death scenes filmed, but because maybe they filmed like a PG-13 version and
that's
they decided to go with that.
Like, I feel like
I could be way wrong. You know, maybe that's what they intended
like
all along.
Probably two different versions of this film.
There could be.
Somewhere.
Maybe
I
there's
think,
like an unrated one where they have all the.
I think so.
Death
I think
scenes.
There is an unrated version of this film going on.
Yeah,
at least
cool.
I hope so. I would love to see that. I would love to see how much different that would have been. Because, you know, I didn't mind it being a PG-13, especially for what this movie did. It was fitting to that.
Yeah,
to that
there's plenty of. Like, look, Gremlins was an R, and that worked out just fine.
Yeah,
they were going for the same.
For sure.
I know, but I'm saying like
Gremlins was actually pretty bloody.
It was. Yeah, that's true. But what was the thing under the snow that was getting? Was that the caterpillar thing?
You know, I don't know. I kind of like the mystery of that because we never got to see it.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's like it was taking over this entire town, and that's what it reminded me of, like Home Alone as well, because like no one was home except for them. They're like, oh, the McKenzies are out of town.
Yeah.
To Hawaii, and like, oh, that's cool. Like that's the cool thing about this movie. It's a fun throwback to any kind of Christmas film, because most Christmas movies are like disaster movies for like with dysfunctional families all the time, and I like that theme. You know, it reminded me of Home Alone, Christmas Vacation, Gremlins, and you know, I really appreciated that. And then just sort of the horror elements were somewhat in the background. You know, they weren't fully in the film as much as I wish they would have been.
I see,
but
you.
I still appreciate the hell out of it for sure. We got some comments on Facebook.
We do. We got
a
few.
A couple people.
You guys, the guys who saw it this weekend, we got Alec Klanowska. Alec Klanowska. I'm normally good at this. You're the bad one. I enjoyed Trick or Treat way more, but this wasn't a bad film. I was never scared, but I still had a good time. Also, the ending could have been a cop-out, but they seemed to redeem it. Also, the practical effects looked awesome, but there was also a little bit too much cheese for me. I would give it about a 7 out of 10.
Fair
review.
I think the cheese is fitting, though, for this film.
Yeah.
And I think the cheese was needed. Mm-hmm. This is a pizza. It was fully marinated, ready to go. And if it didn't have any cheese, it just wouldn't have tasted right.
Hey, that'd be a little bizarre without.
That's a pretty good analogy.
Yeah, that's good. If good you're job. Really I'm going to steal that. Okay. Quentin Kelly says, I thought it was a good first half. Buildup was great, but could have used more Krampus. But the minions were interesting as well. Atmosphere was very eerie, and I absolutely loved the cast, especially Adam Scott, who was great in this movie.
Adam Scott was really great.
Yeah, the whole cast. We had another one. There's only like six or seven, so I'll go through them. Joshua Willingham said, I had a lot of fun with it. I could have used a little more Krampus, but to me, most of the jokes hit, and I love the atmosphere. Acting in tone. It felt like Gremlins meets Christmas Vacation, and that worked for me. Mm-hmm. Tyler Moore says, great film, 7.5 out of 10. It's an awesome modern day film that feels a lot like 80s Amblin entertainment films.
Yes.
Chaz Dumba says, I love this thing. Totally Gremlins meets Christmas Vacation, like Josh already said. That's literally what it says in the comment. It isn't scary at all, but super fun time. It had a great practical FX by, wait, Weta did this?
Did they really? I wouldn't doubt it. I mean,
according to Chaz. Amazing visuals. Parentheses, love those snow. Yeah, the snowmen. That was cool. We didn't bring that up.
Oh, we got to bring that up.
That was
yeah.
pretty cool. And imagery, too, and really awesome creature design, too. This will definitely be added to my watch every year Christmas favorites.
You know, man, I think I that's the thing, too. I wanted to see this again. I want to see it again and sort of just.
Yeah, I have a desire to watch it again.
And take it in with a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Then maybe I'll appreciate it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But I could totally see this coming back and watching this every single year.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Scott Bryan says, I really enjoyed it. It wasn't what I thought it would be, but not in a bad way. 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I saw those, I was actually surprised that a lot of people really, really enjoyed it.
I was too, and I saw the movie before I looked at, like, you told me what you thought of it, obviously, but I didn't look at any reviews or go on Rotten Tomatoes or anything until after I saw it, and I was surprised that this is actually fresh at the time when I saw it, and people were really enjoying it.
Can you see
it.
What it's on? Can you find out what's...
It was at, like, 67 last time I checked. Okay. Let me
all
see.
Right. Let's see, that's about right. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit higher, but... I'm glad to see that a lot of people were enjoying this film, especially, I love horror films coming out in December.
63.
I think that's pretty decent. I like horror films coming out in December. I think those should happen more. Yeah. I want more Christmas horror films. I just want more bad things happening on Christmas.
During Christmas.
I wouldn't mind that.
You fuck.
Overall, enjoyed Krampus. For me, it wasn't exactly what I was expecting, but you know what? It's a decent horror film, especially out of the year of a lot of downers of horror films that we
got to
see.
I will say, out of all the, episode specific ones like on movies like reviews that didn't make any sense at all, but the episodes where we've done reviews of horror films, that's what I meant to say. A lot of them have been kind of disappointing this year, and except for maybe The Visit and I guess this one, if you want to call
the
it
visit,
that. But yeah, it's been a weird year for horror. We'll talk about it next week. But,
I think what we'll do either next week or the week after, because we're going to be taking a break for Christmas for a bit. And I think what we'll do is kind of go a recap of all of 2015. Mm-hmm. There's still some movies that I need to see. Not The Witch, but...
I do want to see The Witch.
What's the other one with the mom? Dear Mommy.
Goodnight Mommy.
Goodnight Mommy. That one is on PlayStation Network, so I'm going to
It is cool. I'm going to watch that too.
So we should check that out. Got to try to find a screening for The Witch somewhere.
Yeah, it's tough. We don't live in LA, guys, so it's tough for us to really.
But we live in, we live next to LA.
You want to drive 2 hours to LA?
For The Witch, yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll do it.
Yes. I'm going to try to work something. I'll get back to you on that with The Witch. I might have something for us.
Okay.
So. Thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Horror Flicks. Please comment down below and let us know what you think about Krampus down below in the comments. We really like to hear your guys' thoughts. If you guys agree with us, you disagree with us. What do you guys think about Trick or Treat? What do you think about
Trick
Michael Dougherty? Check out our Facebook page. We're almost at 1,000 likes. We would really appreciate it if you can get us up there to 1,000. That would make us great. And he will do a whole episode with his shirt off. And
then
follow us on Twitter, The Horror Flicks Show. You guys can find all those things at the end of the slate of this video because we're on video and we're also on iTunes. Tell them about that.
Go ahead and rate and review on iTunes. Keep us on those charts. We're on the charts, damn. We're there to stay. Keep us on there. Keep rating and reviewing. You already brought up the channel, right? SK Podcast. I'll say it again. Go ahead and subscribe to SK Podcast if you haven't already and all that fun stuff. Twitter, we are at Horror Flick Show. Same thing with Instagram. We already mentioned Facebook. I'm on Twitter at The Real Cody Hall.
And I'm at Cobster15. So you should do us a favor and follow us because we've got some really fun stuff coming for you guys.
Do we?
That was like genuine, like fake happy right there. Like,
we got some really fun stuff.
We got some fun stuff for you guys.
Yeah.
Cody, why don't you take us out with a nice little ballad? Something sweet. Something very nice.
Living on a prayer.